For quite a while now, I have been thinking that the United States is in much bigger trouble than many people even imagine. There's a spiritual and ideological divide in our country that cannot be bridged. And since Barack Obama invaded the White House, that divide has grown even wider and has firmly cemented itself in the heart of America. Over the weekend, I read Patrice Lewis's column titled A House Divided. Mrs. Lewis writes a weekly article for WorldNet Daily, and I enjoy reading her pieces. She is a real woman, grounded in truth and love of our country. Her latest column points out what I firmly believe, that America is divided beyond repair, and the only solution may be to actually, physically divide the country. Many people will, of course, scoff at the very idea as being impossible. Well, what solution can there be to a nation already divided? The truth of the matter is made clear in the Bible. A house or nation divided against itself cannot stand and will come to desolation. In the Gospels, this was stated by Jesus, who had been accused of casting out demons by the power of Satan. Jesus was pointing out the absurdity of the accusations by saying that if Satan is divided against himself, then his kingdom cannot stand. It was Jesus' illustration of a truth that applies in all areas of life. Where there is division, there can be no unity, and without unity, there is brokenness. Division leaves our country ripe for destruction. In making the points of her article, Mrs. Lewis gives a couple of examples of leftist sentiments against some of her writing and against the people who attended Glenn Beck's 828 rally. She writes, quote, "In reading an article speculating about how many people showed up at Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally in August, one person said, quote, regardless of how many, it was just a huge conglomeration of narrow-minded, racist, homophobic, ignorant idiots scared of progress and anything different. What's next, a march to prove the earth is flat?" End quote. Another commented, 80,000 nut jobs or 200,000 nut jobs. Does it really matter how many nut jobs showed up? They had a choice to go to a nut job rally or stay home to molest their kids or polish their guns. End quote. She says, do these seem like the type of people with whom we would ever see eye to eye? To be fair, conservatives often say things that are just as nasty about progressives. We cannot compromise. That's why I don't believe this nation can survive much longer as a single entity. Our divisions run deeper and wider than ever before. End quote. I agree with Mrs. Lewis, but before we get down to dividing the country, which would likely mean a brutal civil war, I would hope we would make every effort to defeat liberalism, socialism, progressivism, or whatever you prefer to call the ideology of the left. We will never agree with them, and there is no common ground with them. Regardless of what some people claim, we can't all just get along. Just like with the Islamists, those on the left must be defeated and expelled from their places of power. The contrast between the two sides within our country has never been more stark. Those of us on the right love our country and want to see it restored to its former greatness. We want to remove much of the overarching power that the government, including the judiciary, now holds. Those on the left hate our country and want to see it transformed into a socialist state with even more power given to an already massive government. Socialism is the transitional step to communism. Those on the left have made great headway toward their goals. They've been working steadily toward socialism for about 100 years, so those of us on the right are behind in the fight. Those on the left have infiltrated all our institutions, and it will be very difficult to purge them from the places into which they have installed themselves. Though the task is difficult, we must not give up. The stakes are too high. Award-winning author and journalist Joan Swirsky has written an excellent article detailing the seriousness of our situation here in America. In her piece titled The Midterm Elections and the Communist Manifesto, Ms. Swirsky goes into great detail describing the goals of the left, and they aren't pretty. She writes that the left is working toward nothing short of a Karl Marx communist utopia, and she lays out the agenda that the left has been moving to achieve. She points out that America is in a dangerous place it has never been before. She also includes a very apt rundown of leftist battle plan points from an American version of the Communist Manifesto, which was reportedly entered into the Congressional Record in 1963. Some of the 45 goals in it include these. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Promote the United Nations as the only hope for mankind. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, and policymaking positions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible. Eliminate prayer or any phrase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs. Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Infiltrate and gain control of unions. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Discredit the family as an institution. End quote. Well, there you go. I would say the left gets an A+ for their tireless work during the 20th century in accomplishing these long-held evil goals. The people who hold these goals and beliefs are the ones we must defeat. Those who would impose the above list on our country must be removed from places of power somehow. America's great unbridgeable divide is between those who love God, country, and family, and those who hate God, country, and family. To those on the left, what I say is ridiculously called hate speech. How ironic. True hate exists on the left and always has. What we hate is evil, and evil hates good. It's really that simple. I don't want to see our country literally divided, so we must do all we can to defeat those on the left because we will never agree. We can make a start on November the 2nd. I'm Gina Miller.